Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of Where the Wind Blows. I am Eric Terry.
And I am Kelvin Wong.
And in studio we have...
Stephanie Nichol.
Brent Thompson.
And Jessica Murphy.
And on today's episode, we'll be talking about a few different things. We've got more contests coming up for you, and also we've got some wonderful opinionated stuff. And all that and more coming up on this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows. So we've got some guests in the studio. How you doing today, guys?
Pretty good.
Awesome.
You can get closer there, you know.
We're rocking.
Don't touch the mic.
We're amazing.
We'll figure that out later. Anyways, all of you, just one at a time, just talk about yourself and just tell us a little about... Actually, before we do that, I'll explain how these guys got here first. Last week, the week before, we played 20 questions. And we played 20 questions, and they won...
I won.
Stephanie won the awesome honor of getting a tour of the school, which still has to be done. And also the fact that her and a couple friends are now here as guest hosting. So Steph, we'll throw the mic over to you and tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, we're all from Woodstock, Ontario. I don't know how many people out there know where it is. Well, Jess is from Tilsonburg. She can say that herself when she introduces herself. Two of us are students of St. Mary's High School in Woodstock, and we kind of know Eric from before. So one day he just kind of came up and was like, hey, you should listen to my radio show. And that's how we got here.
Nice. So, okay, so that's Steph. Brent, tell us a bit about yourself.
I'm Brent, currently not in school, trying to get back into that, but they're being a little iffy on that. I am trying to find a job, but unemployment sucks now, so I really want to work on that. Other than that, I've been trying to enjoy life and hanging out with my two best friends, Katie and Steph. Katie, this is a shout-out to you.
There you go, Katie. There's a shout-out to you. And also, we've got Jess over here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right, so Steph already told you, I'm from Tilsonburg, and then I go to St. Mary's High School. We're stuck together pretty much all day, with the exception of period one. It's
a
good thing.
Which is amazing.
That's awesome.
We do love it. It's my last year of high school, which is totally rocking because I got a good friend, and I'm with my favorite teacher, Mr. DeLauder, who I'm going to make listen to this recording later. So
nice. And so those are the... our three guest hosts today. And tune in later to win, guys. We're going to have another contest, and the prize is posted on Twitter. If you like food, you'll get a meal on us. And also, you'll be the guest host as well. So that's what's coming up here. Now, I'll tell you a little bit about this episode as well. This is our 20th show, guys. 20 shows.
Happy anniversary!
Insert applause track here. So we've got that going, and we've got a lot of fun ways to celebrate this. We've got some great stuff coming up here. We've got a lot of things that we're just going to have one hell of a ball out here, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Trust me. And also, we have a little bit of a theme this week. Rev Theory just came out with a new album, so we're going to have a Rev Theory theme, and we'll be playing a lot of their music from their first and their newest album as well, so it should be a lot of fun. Don't worry, I did censor the songs, made sure that nothing vile gets put on the air. And yeah, so while you guys have time to contemplate that a little bit, we're gonna start you off with some of that awesome music. And when we come back, we're gonna be talking about the Toronto police. We had a little bit of an incident. My friend and I had an incident on Monday that we'll be sharing with you right after our music break. The time is now 7:04. And here is Rev Theory with Hangman.
Yeah.
You're listening to Eric Terry and Calvin Wong, live on Where the Wind Blows, on Centennial Internet Radio.
Hanging by a moment, as time slips away, and tell me, was it worth it? Such a heavy price to pay, give me a minute to say what I've been meaning to say, before you take those pictures off the wall. Wasn't born an angel, but I still try.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, that was Say Goodbye by Rev Theory, and before that, we had some Hell Yeah by Rev Theory, and before that, we had Hangman, which introduced that ride of Rev Theory, and we can hear Calvin clicking his camera in the background. It's pretty awesome. And there's just cameras going off everywhere. It's kind of fun. Anyways, so I was going to tell you, all you guys out there who are listening, that on Monday, I was with a friend downtown Toronto, at St. Lawrence Market, and just at Tim Hortons down the street from St. Lawrence Market, and we were just kind of chilling, and what happened was that sorry, something in my throat there. What happened was her head was down and my head was down. We were just talking. We weren't really paying attention to anything, and then she felt something happen with her backpack. She thought someone just moved, like it was moving to get into a seat, but turns out 10 minutes later that we find out that her backpack was in fact stolen. I cannot release the items that were stolen, and nor can I release a name. So we're just going to keep that all confidential right now. But just of the story, we called the police. This happened at around 11:30. We called the police. And they said, yes, we'll be there as soon as they can. You know, she was on the phone with them for about, I'd say about 10-15 minutes she was on the phone with them for, just to give the details and stuff like that, right? And really, and then we got off the phone, like, okay, you know, we expect, you know, 15-20 minutes for them to be there. I mean, it's Toronto, it's a busy place, you know. And it was about 2 hours later, and we're, or about an hour and a half or 2 hours later, we're like, okay, we're going to call again, see what happens. And say, oh, yes, you know, we can't guarantee when someone's going to be there, blah, 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 blah. You know, we're doing our best. And say, okay. 4 hours after the incident, the police finally showed up. This is about quarter after two in the morning. And it was honestly a little bit pathetic, just because, as I mean, I understand that, yes, Toronto is a busy city, and you know there's stuff going on, but seriously, the only thing that would have gotten them there faster was if we said this person was robbed at knife or gunpoint, but since there was no physical harm, 4 hours, it probably wasn't on their top priority list. But yeah, so I thought it just really sucked that it took them so long just to respond to our call. And my friend was absolutely devastated. She was she was very, very upset. And because her camera is her life. And, you know, that was one of the items, but I cannot say what kind of make. But what it was is everything was, you know, it was, you know, there was a lot of sentimental value in this camera. And there are other things in there as well, of course, that I can't release. But anyways, so this happened. And luckily the police were nice and they did give us a ride back because the subway in the yard and TTC stopped running. So we were very fortunate for them to do that. You know, lucky they were nice and everything. But the fact that they took 4 hours to respond to a call, we both saw two cop cars drive by. I tried flagging one of them down, completely ignored me, and kept driving off. And I don't know, like, if anybody else in the studio thinks that they have anything to add. Or, like, what do you guys think? Well, let's look at our guest co-host here. What do you guys take of the situation?
Well, I mean, what did they do when they got there?
A little bit more specific?
Like, how long did they stay? What did they do? Did they just ask a lot of questions? Or
They asked questions, took notes. That's pretty much it. Description of the person.
Like, how long were they investigating? Like, how long would they have been there if you hadn't needed a ride?
We talked to them for about 20 minutes before they drove us back to her house.
Yeah, see, and I think that's the problem, is it may not be the most pressing issue, but it can be handled quickly, whereas the other stuff takes a longer time. You may as well just get the small stuff out of the way.
Exactly.
Before you handle the bigger stuff that's going to take a while.
Exactly. I understand that Toronto is busy, and, you know, there's a lot of crime in Toronto, but you think that, you know, they could spare an officer or two, if there's some just cruising around, you know, we saw two of them just cruising around. They didn't seem like they were looking, they weren't going anywhere. They didn't seem like they were on sort of mission. None of them were really on their computer. They were just kind of cruising, you know?
No flashers, no.
Nothing, absolutely nothing. They just drove by, and we were getting very frustrated and very tired. On Monday, I was awake at 4:30 in the morning and didn't fall asleep till about, 4:30 the next morning, like the Tuesday morning is when I finally fell asleep. So, I mean, it was just utterly pathetic that it took them 4 hours to address such a small, obviously to us, it was a big issue, but I understand to them, it's really, you know, a small issue, right? But the fact that it took them so little time to address it and deal with it, it was almost pointless for them to come. I mean, if they were in the area a lot sooner, they could have looked for this person, looked for the description of this person, and just dealt with it a lot easier, and it would have been it would definitely relieve some stress on both parties. Left messages, et cetera, and just, I don't know, I just thought it was really unfair. Jess, what do you think?
Well, I kind of disagree, only because since it is, I mean, I can understand why that would be devastating to have your valuables taken from you. However, if I was dispatched, since dispatch is what, you know, has police officers go to people, and I had the option to send my cruisers to somebody getting killed, somebody being threatened, even if it was robbery with potential armed robbery versus, well, 10 minutes ago, somebody took my bag and I've lost my valuables. I mean, while it is devastating, I'd much more quickly respond to the other concerns because there's a lot more harm to be done in those situations.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's not really the police officers, it's the dispatch that took so long. And having people cruise, I can see how that would be further, you know, it'd be upsetting, but perhaps dispatch thought they'd be more useful on the road looking in more sketchy places of Toronto trying to help there.
Alrighty. Brent, do you have anything? Before we talk to Brent, actually, we've got a Skype thing here from Katie. She says, I think that's bull and the whole thing really sucks so bad. Frown face. And,
thanks,
yeah,
Katie.
Yeah, so, Brent, what do you have to say?
I come from a family where there's quite a few police, so I understand the stress that they actually go through, and they obviously had something to do, but the ones that were driving by, if you see someone waving you down and you're a police officer, that's kind of your job to see what
exactly,
they want.
Yeah.
Unless you're en route, say, you're supposed to go and look for standers, like prostitutes or something. You're going to keep driving. You're going to go do that job that you've been assigned to. So we don't know for certain that they were just cruising or whether they were actually on an assignment of some sort to go and actually attend to something.
Yes, but to stop for like 20 minutes and ask a few questions, try and figure out like maybe you could potentially do something to help, even if it's not going to take very long. If you're doing like just a route job, then you may as well just stop for like a few minutes, see what's going on. Maybe you could call another cruiser who's not doing an en route job,
yeah,
who could handle it.
That would be
at least call
dispatch.
Another set of, like, at least yeah. call another set of officers.
Yeah. So let's ask our official co-host here, Calvin, who's working away vigorously at his computer. What do you think?
Yeah, so a lot of good points that are mentioned here. But like I said, I haven't said anything yet. But I agree with all the points that were mentioned today, especially when Jessica used her examples there. Police are being prioritized throughout the city. So, for example, if somebody's getting shot at gunpoint, of course they're going to arrive like immediately.
How else would somebody get shot?
Well, at gunpoint, right?
Well, that's what you say. So, never mind. Okay. I tried to make it silly.
Yeah. But like, if someone's at gunpoint, you know, of course police are gonna be immediately there. Whereas, for example, in this situation where somebody took my bag, they ran away, they're not gonna really take this as important as someone having their life risked at that moment, you know. So, I agree with all the points. Like, there's a lot of police forces in Toronto doing their job, and yeah, you know, it's really devastating that this person lost her valuables.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're just doing the job. And, like, hopefully she gets her things back, you know?
Mm-hmm. I just feel that the service could be, that's what I'm looking for.
Catering?
Improved. That it could definitely be improved because, I mean, 4 hours waiting for an officer, and that's all you're sitting there waiting for, is for somebody of the authority to come and help. I mean, because all your hope is in that. I mean, that's all that's on your mind is, where is this officer? Where is this officer? Where are the authorities? Where is justice? And it's not coming. You know what I mean?
And like, if they don't have anybody to respond to that, then maybe they need to look for more police officers. Maybe they need to hire new ones if there's not enough that you can have someone on call for situations such as that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, you should always have at least a couple officers, you know, on call where they can just easily, you know, say, okay, yeah, we'll be right there,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
especially when, like, for example, in this situation, if somebody took your bag and you're actually, like, chasing down the suspect, and while you're calling, like, the police, of course they're going to respond.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, hi, this is 911. How may I help you? You know, like,
yeah, exactly.
I'm chasing down a robber. He just took my bag. I'm chasing him down at this street. I'm right here at this location. Of course they're going to respond really quickly because
you're in danger.
Yeah, you're in danger and your stuff is being, like, stolen.
The robber's probably more in danger at that point.
Well, that's true. But
no, just the way it happened, though, 10 minutes later, they notice the bag is missing, right?
Yeah.
15, 20 minutes on the phone with the 911 response. It's like 30 minutes later.
This person could be anywhere.
This person could be gone.
Yeah, the individual, like this robber, is already gone.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 30 minutes to 4 hours. I mean, 4 hours, obviously, have a lot more time to cover ground. 30 minutes, they're already long gone.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, well, it is still a shame that it took so long to respond, especially at such a late hour, because mm-hmm. it kept you up. There may be more pressing issues.
Well, there's always like a ground radius of how much space they could cover in a certain amount of time. If they had responded within 20 minutes, they may have been able to
find the guy. Find the perpetrator, mm-hmm. exactly.
Me, or girl. Maybe.
Exactly. Alrighty, so on that note, once again, we're going to be doing our celebrating of our 20th show. We're going to get you started with a little bit of party music. We're going to go with Andrew WK and... Let's start partying hard.
When it's time to party, we will party hard. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Eric Terry and Calvin Wong, live on Where the Wind Blows on Centennial Internet Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Headlights by Rev Theory. Before that, we had Justice by Rev Theory. And before that, we had some Party Harding. Partying Hard with Andrew WK. So now comes the most fun time of the show. We're going to play 20 questions. And that's why I told Calvin to keep an eye on the Facebook and the Twitter. Alrighty, guys, everybody who's listening in. Actually, no, before we do that, we have to make a phone call. So we're going to go to our trusty to make sure I got it in the right hole, if you know what I mean. We're going to go to our Google calling, and we are going to
call this random
number. We're calling somebody. We heard it's somebody's birthday.
Hopefully she'll pick up.
And she will pick up, trust me.
She'll definitely.
She better pick up. If not, we're leaving her a voicemail, okay?
We'll leave a long
voicemail. It's someone's birthday today. And we got to call in the number. So while I do this, Calvin, why don't you explain the game 20 questions to our listeners?
All right. So 20 questions. We give you guys 20 questions. And you have to guess what we are trying to – you have to guess the answer. That is the game. We're going to give you 20 questions. And a hint? Oh, apparently Zach
Morales. No hint. I don't know how I would give a hint. Because – I am an object. I am an object. That's your hint. We've got the number ready to dial, and you call this number, And here we go. Calvin, make sure you got your headphones in, because you're going to have to listen to what this person's saying. So, all right, here we go. We're making the call now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Helena Miller?
Hello.
Hi, is this...
No, just a moment, please. No, 1 second. Just a moment, please.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, is this Helena Miller?
Yes, it is Helena Miller.
Right, this is Eric Terry calling from Where the Wind Blows. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Somebody told me it was your birthday today.
Oh, really?
Somebody, I think a little bird told me. A little bird, I think his name was Facebook.
Twitter.
And a little thing called My Memory as well. And I heard it was your birthday today. I know you listen to the show often. You're one of our dedicated listeners. And
yes.
Kelvin has Kelvin's making sure that his throat's all clear. And we've got a surprise for you. We got a surprise for you. Kelvin, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
I hope I don't cough in between, because right, I'm not really feeling that well.
All right. He's a little under the weather, but... we've got your full attention, Helena?
Yes.
All right. First of all, Helena, how old are you today?
I am 19.
Oh, wow. So you're legal.
Yes, I'm legal.
Go out and have some fun out there, eh?
That's my plan.
All right. So, Kelvin, take it away.
All right. So, Helena, on behalf of Where the Wind Blows, we'd like to wish you a very, very happy birthday. And we were going to do this really special presentation that we did on my show, Transmit Entertainment, where... I sing you a very happy birthday. So here it is. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Helena. Happy birthday to you.
Woo! There you go. So from all of us here at Where the Wind Blows, Helena, happy birthday. And it's a big one, so make sure you celebrate that and you party hard with that one.
Thank you.
Does anybody else here want to say happy birthday to Helena? We got some guests in the studio today as well, so go ahead.
Have a happy good birthday, one. Helena.
Happy birthday.
Be safe. Make sure you party hard.
Thank you.
Don't remember tonight.
All right, that was Steph and Jess and Brent hasn't said anything yet, but he will.
It's hard to get the mic when you're fighting with two girls, but happy birthday and have fun.
All right, Brent
said. Thank you very much, guys.
Alrighty, so we're very glad that you did pick up your phone. So it's
yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah, my. All right, thank you guys so much. That was very nice.
Anything that we can do for a friend and a fellow listener as well. So.
Thank you.
Alrighty, have yourself a great birthday, Helena.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was, I don't think, we've never done that on the show before, have we?
No, we
haven't. On our show.
On our show,
we've done it on your show.
Yeah, twice.
All righty. So now, Kelvin, open up Facebook, open up Twitter, and let's get this game rolling. So we've got 20 questions, and which one of you guys in the studio wants to keep count?
Well, right now we're at number one.
Someone asked a question already?
No. We already started. So we started 20 questions.
20 questions.
And we just posted it on our Facebook page, which is Where the Wind Blows, a Facebook page where you can interact with us. So the number one question to 20 questions on today's game is, as Eric Terry said, I'm an object.
I am an object. That's not a question. They asked me the questions. Okay, so guys, ladies and gentlemen, so Facebook, that's facebook.com/wherethewindblows. Twitter is twitter.com/wherewindblowsare. We've got us on Skype, Where Wind Blows Radio, and we'll add you as soon as we can. I do have my computer right here, so we will get you on the Skype as quickly as possible. So with that in mind, we will now open up. Oh, I forgot to the phone. You guys can call in too. It's 416-289-5000 extension 8615. If you have a question or a guess as to what I am, then you can win the prize that we mentioned earlier, which is a free meal on us, and you get to be a guest co-host for an episode of your choice. Alrighty, so we're gonna ask a couple people here first some questions just to get the ball rolling. You guys, You guys, everyone in the studio knows what I am, but they cannot they cannot say anything on the air to hint at it. But you guys can get the ball rolling, so go ahead, guys.
All right. Are you bigger than a table?
I am much bigger than a table, if you know what I mean. Alrighty. Katie is on Skype right now, and she's asked, can I use this? Yes, you can. You can use this. Do we have any other questions? Calvin, are you checking Facebook and Twitter? Is there anything there so far? Absolutely nothing. Okay. So that's that.
Jess?
Zach has a question to help keep the ball going.
Are you located in Canada?
I am located in Canada, but I am could also be located in large metropoli as well.
Okay. Is it metropoli?
Metropoli, metropolises?
Metropolises.
Metropolises. Metropolises. We'll use
metropolises.
You guys guess.
Do you come in a variety of color?
Depends on where you are. Normally not. Normally I do come in one color. So the variety of colors isn't that big.
Are you a machine? Okay, sorry. That question there was, are you a machine?
I am a type of machine, yes. Kelvin, anything yet over there? Alrighty. I'm going to go to my Facebook here, see if there's anything. Nothing here so far. But, guys, remember, if you have a guess or if you have anything that you want to ask, let us know. Number is 416-289-5000, extension 8615. And you can give us a call there. Facebook, that was very quick. I'd like to know, who has been in contact with Katie?
No one.
Nobody?
I don't remember.
Katie, you're definitely a smart cookie.
My phone doesn't have service.
Katie, congratulations. I guess we already have our winner. How many questions was that, Kelvin?
Five. Well, actually, we have a question on Facebook, but...
All right, ask the question, but we have a winner.
Okay, so we do have a winner, but we just want to shout out to Amanda G., okay. Her question was, are you very, very tall?
No, I'm not that tall, actually.
Okay, we just want to say hi to Amanda.
Yeah, hi, Amanda.
We love you.
Jeff, well, we have Jeff here, and he said, are you mobile object? But that was before Katie came in with the answer. And yes, Katie, I am a subway. And so congratulations, Katie. We're going to get you on Skype right now. Zach, if you can plug me in there.
Sorry, Jeff.
And we're going to do an audio call here. We're going to call Katie, and we're going to talk to her there. So everyone just bear with me, and we're going to call Katie. So here we go. What is that? Oh, okay.
Hi.
Hi. Is this Katie?
It's me.
Hey, Katie. How's it going?
Great, thanks.
That's great.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm not too bad. Who do you all have over there? I hear voices.
My mom is listening, but I completely got the answer myself. I swear to God.
Okay, I hope so. congratulations, Katie. I am a subway. How did you get that so quickly? Like, what made you put those pieces together?
The fact that you can be used. That you're bigger than.
Sorry. Continue.
That's what gave it away. And then sounds like machine from, like, sending.
Machine. So you got machine, you can use me, and that's about it?
And you're in a big metropolis.
Oh, yeah, that really gave it away.
That's what
yeah. Alrighty, well, congratulations, Katie. So whenever you can get your butt down here, you're out. I believe you're a friend. We have mutual friends in the studio, and so you're kind of all in the same general area.
Hey.
Yeah. Hello. With me.
Alrighty. So yeah. So you win a meal on the host here today, and also you get to be a guest host for an episode of your choice, preferably in the near future.
Awesome.
I do know that you are a fan of Mariana's Trench.
Yes.
And we have Mike Ailey coming in next week. Calling in next week if you wanted to be here for that one.
Oh man.
Take that as a yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I'm having trouble hearing you guys
okay,
right now.
Okay, actually, I'm going to try something else here. Let's try that. Can you hear us better now? Can you hear us better?
I can hear a mix of the radio and you on Skype, actually.
Well, then turn the radio off.
Oh, okay.
That'll help because there's a lag there and we don't want that.
Okay, I close the radio.
Good, 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 good. Can you hear us a little bit better now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Skype. All right, because I know what was the problem was. But anyways, yeah, congratulations, Katie.
Thank you.
If you want, you can come in next week, and we've got Mike Ailey coming in, and you can ask him some questions yourself.
I will check my schedule.
All right, you better.
Because I don't know about why I couldn't make it tonight, so because of essays and stuff. So I will let you know.
All right, that sounds great. Awesome. Alrighty, Katie, we're going to give you a quick call after the show as well, and we'll talk to you while we're doing some technical stuff
right.
over on our side. So once again, congratulations, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Sounds perfect.
Right,
I'll be here.
All right, talk to you later, Katie. Congrats
all right,
again.
Bye, guys. Love you all.
All right, bye.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Alrighty, so we have our winner, guys, and that's actually pretty cool. And we're going to be doing this. We're going to do this every week, different prizes every week. But basically, the main thing is you get to be in the studio. And you get to be talking with Kelvin and I and
me.
Participating in whatever means that we have going on.
And Zach.
All right, we're going to throw one more song to you before we continue on our... Oh, Kelvin's waving me over here. What do we got over there, Kelvin?
Actually, just on our Facebook page here, there's a big shout-out for Patrick L. Thanks for listening. He just want to say hi to Jess and Steph.
We love you, Patrick.
So,
hey, Niner Frenchie.
Alrighty.
So that's about it.
We'll go with that.
Yeah.
But that's great. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, I'm going to show you. We're going to cut to another Rev Theory song, and then we'll be right back after that to and we'll explain what's happening after the show in studio. So stay tuned. And here is The Fire by Rev Theory.
Bye.
ladies and gentlemen, that last song was The Fire by Rev Theory. And as Kelvin is doing some awesome stuff over there, he's letting everybody know what we're listening to via Facebook and Twitter, so which is a lot of fun. So before we let you go for the evening, everybody stay tuned after the show. We're going to be playing some more music right in through Zach's show, which is The Jukebox. It's an all-request radio show, so if you have some requests and there's a certain song you really, 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 really want to listen to, just go on his Facebook page. It's just look up The Jukebox. It'll be there as well. Or you can call in 416-289-5000 extension 8615, and you can request any song at your will. Of course, it's must be, you know, radio appropriate.
Actually, we're not doing any requests tonight.
Oh, what is that?
Tonight
we've taken all our requests already.
You know that you don't have a mic, Zach.
So Zach said we've taken us all requests. We're actually doing a DJ night, starring myself. So all of our music that we play tonight will be brought to you by Little Asian K Productions.
Awesome. That sounds great. So those of you who, for some reason on a Wednesday night, are in a partying mood.
Or in a bad mood.
I think I might be tuning in. I'm just kidding. So if you're in a party mood, or if you're just kind of down and you really want something to really lift your spirits up, if this show didn't do it for you, which I'd be surprised, tune into The Jukebox at 8:15, and we will be live then.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, we'll be playing music right in through his show, which starts at 8:15, guys. So stay tuned to The Jukebox at 8:15 for a awesome tastical party. So
fantastic.
We'll use that one too. Mm-hmm. So who do we all? So on behalf of everybody in the studio today, we have
Stephanie Nickel,
Jessica Murphy,
and Brent Thompson,
and
we have Kelvin Wong here.
And I am Eric Terry, and we will see you next week on Where the Wind Blows.
But stay tuned. I'll be live in 15 minutes.
Yes, Kelvin will still be here along with Zach Murillo with The Jukebox. We're going to end you off today with, starting in that partying mood, here is Fire Burning by Sean Kingston. Have a good night, guys, and we'll see you next week.
Sun in the south of Spain got me soon as I walked through the door. Oh, my pockets started tickling the way she dropping low that thing. Got me wanting to spend my money on her. She getting popping, locking, dropping that birthday cake. Got a candle, need to blow that crazy flame. I take my red, black card and my jewelry. Shawty is cool like the fire. Cool like fire. Somebody call down.
let's run around. Hey, no exit from the ninth floor, so them boys want more. Hey, she got that fire in the day.